Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Ken Parr. This morning, my guest is Brandon Culpepper, who's the Vice President of Specialty Sales with Mohawk Home, focused in the rug market. Brandon, how you doing?
Doing fine.
Good to talk to you. I know you've been at Mohawk Home for, I guess it's about a little less than a year, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and you came from Orion, is that right?
That's right.
Well, why don't you tell us what you came over there to do?
Got started here with the new specialty sales effort at Mohawk Home about 8 months ago. Mm-hmm. And the mission was really twofold. We wanted to revitalize the Karastan rug effort, which is on the kind of the high end of the Mohawk Home product portfolio, and then also fill in the middle ground that Mohawk Home had not been participating in for really quite a number of years, with its focus traditionally on home centers and mass merchants and really larger national retailers. And there was a strategic shift to go after different parts of the market that hadn't been as big of a focus before. And so we launched American Rug Craftsman to do that in January. So the specialty sales effort is to push the American Rug Craftsman brand, and then also to bring new product into Karastan.
Yeah, let me just throw into a little bit about what I know. I can tell you that Mohawk Home is about a $630 million business. That's our estimate. A lot of the volume is with the discounters, the Walmarts. It's a lot of that bath and scatter business. But there's a core business that I guess you've been brought in to put some new energy behind. And, I applaud this new brand you've come out with. It's actually an old brand that you're bringing back to life,
right?
Because American Rug Craftsman was actually the name of the company that Mohawk bought, that was started by Bill Kilbride and John Thornton, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And that gives you an opportunity to, you want to keep Karastan up on the upper end, so you need kind of a middle price point brand, and that's what you're coming in with, right?
That's right. We wanted to really almost make it a one-stop shop. Mm-hmm. And make it easy. In today's world, it's difficult enough. You need things to be easy. You need good service. You need trend right products and all these things. And we wanted to be able to hit that across the whole price point spectrum. And we know Karastan does that. They've done it for 85 years. And the American Rug Craftsman, the rebirth of it, is an effort to fill in the middle. So it's a compelling story. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot to live up to with those brand names, that's for sure.
Yeah. When you sell rugs, and we're talking about rugs, above, let's say above $199 for 5x8. When you sell rugs, there's obviously several options as far as outlets or channels. You can sell through department stores, which is, I think, has traditionally always been strong. As a matter of fact, that's where Karastan got its start. It was a brand with Marshall Fields for the department stores. So you've got department stores. You have furniture stores, full-price furniture stores. And then you've got your independent specialty retailers that are most likely listening to this interview, right?
That's right. That's our focus. And what we want to do is to serve that full price retailer. We very much want to be important to floor covering retailers. We believe they can be tremendously successful with area rugs, and we want to give them some new options. And we're going to do that both with product and amazing value, and also quick service, which I think has been a challenge for the rug business, particularly with imported product. Nothing we manufacture ever hits a boat. It's right here in Georgia. It's made either here in Georgia or in North Carolina, and it's always available. And so that's the name of the game, I think, is to not just have good-looking product that's priced right, but also be able to service it.
Yeah, well, that's a key factor, made in America, and that's something that you can get behind. Let's pull out a couple things here that's happened recently. I did interview Steve Silberman recently, who heads up Abbey. He was telling me that you were down there and that you're a new aligned supplier to them, and you rolled out a rug program for Abbey, didn't you?
Yes, we did. This is part of that commitment to this new channel for us. It's really kind of twofold, that commitment. There had been barriers to getting into Karastan before.
Right.
And it goes back years and years, where certain accounts had certain distribution areas that were kind of locked down. And with the new economy, that has been changed. We are still very loyal to our long-term customers, and we're only going to do what makes sense for them. But the way things stand right now, there are a lot of opportunities to get into Karastan that weren't there 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years ago. And we wanted to not just say that, but represent that by going into Abbey and telling their network of dealers, hey, you've got access to this great brand up on the high end that can make you a lot of money. And then also you've got American Rug Craftsman here that you can take and go compete with Home Depot or Lowe's and not, have a better product as far as value story than maybe what they've got.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really the story we told down in Florida at the convention, and it was very well received. They were pretty excited to hear about it, and we're working through signing up a lot of dealers that are part of the Abbey network right now.
You know, we've been jumping up and down about this very topic because there are independent flooring retailers out there that are making a killing on rugs, and they're doing a really good job. Explain to our listeners what it takes to be successful. If you're an independent flooring retailer and you want to make, usually it's about a 45 or 50% gross margin on these rugs. What is it? How is it you can be successful at rugs?
Just like anything in management that I've experienced, I've always done better at what I really focused on doing.
Right.
And I think that it's a matter of that. I think that if you focus on the category and devote some square footage to it and study it and get the right vendors, which is critical, who can service you and then tell you how to lay the showroom out the right way, how to light it correctly, how to merchandise it and tag it correctly, and then get some good service in the field, you can't miss. And like you said, it is a great moneymaker. There's big margins in it. It's just a matter of having the right product and the right vendor. I know over the years, a lot of times we run into flooring retailers that say, I've been in the rug business. It wasn't any good.
Yeah.
You know, I had rug racks. It was terrible. I couldn't, you know, it didn't work. I took my racks down. I got out of it. Well, I understand that. I think that was a setup issue and a focus issue, maybe a vendor issue. And I think that if we maybe relook at that in some cases and get people set up to succeed, even if they hadn't had success in the past, certainly now they can.
The key to it is the right supplier, as you say, but it's also merchandising that you say, but it's also training. You need to pick somebody that's probably already in your organization and train them on how to sell rugs, right?
Absolutely. If you could get one person that kind of makes it their baby, quote unquote, and makes it their focal point, and that energy will spread through your staff.
Right.
And that once you get one person on fire, that fire will spread, and then you'll look down and go, wow, you know, we're really doing some impressive business in rugs, and it's making my company a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it never fails to work if it gets set up the right way. But you're exactly right. It takes that one person overseeing the department.
Okay, Brandon, just a day or two ago, the High Point Market ended. Give us just a quick rundown. How was the market?
It was better attended than the past two or three High Points I've been to. The hallways were more full. There was a better energy there.
Yeah.
And we noticed a lot of buying going on. We actually wrote more orders at the show than we had in the past two or three. I think, you know, a lot of times people come shop markets and say, come see me, and we'll talk about it in two or three weeks. But, you know, right now they were going, okay, let's bring this product in, that product in. And so that gets us excited. You know, it kind of feeds on itself. So we're really jazzed up about going into the, you know, late spring and summer and certainly into the fall and keep trying to build this thing.
Okay, great, Brandon. Well, thanks again for telling us what you've been up to. Good luck to you. And again, we've been talking to Brandon Culpepper, who's Vice President of Specialty Sales with Mohawk Home, Mohawk's rug business. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.